Good evening. This is Shubhashachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted citizens on the eve of Ganesh Chaturthi. In her message, President Murmu said that this festival is celebrated with great devotion and enthusiasm, underlining that Lord Ganesh is worshipped as the source of wisdom and well-being. She said that people seek his blessings for new beginnings and the removal of obstacles. The president added that this festival inspires the people to move ahead with new goals and a positive spirit. She further urged people to celebrate this festival while conserving the country's environment and contribute towards building a cleaner, greener and more prosperous nation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi flagged off the Made in India Battery Electric Vehicles, BEVs, e-Vitara from Hansalpur in Gujarat today. The vehicles will be exported to over 100 countries, including key markets like Europe and Japan. PM Modi, who is on a two-day visit to Gujarat, took a tour of the exhibition at Suzuki Motors plant at Hansalpur in Ahmedabad. Taking a giant leap towards self-reliance in clean energy, the PM also launched the next phase of India's battery ecosystem with the start of local production of hybrid battery electrodes at the Hansalpur-based TDS lithium-ion battery plant. The plant is a joint venture of Toshiba, Denso and Suzuki, which will boost domestic manufacturing and clean energy innovation. More than 80% of the battery value will now be manufactured within India. Indian Home Minister Amit Shah today highlighted that after implementing the Vibrant Villages Program, VVP, in Arunachal Pradesh, the population in many border villages has increased. Mr. Shah said this while addressing the inaugural session of the two-day workshop on VVP in New Delhi. Mr. Shah said that demographic changes in border areas directly impact the security of the country and its borders. He said that VVP was started by the Modi government to stop migration from border villages and achieve 100% saturation. The minister said that the BVP is boosting employment by promoting infrastructure, preservation and promotion of culture and tourism in border villages. Chief Secretary of Arunachal Pradesh Manish Kumar Gupta is attending the workshop. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh commissioned two of the Indian Navy's advanced frontline frigates, INS Udayagiri and INS Himgiri, at the Eastern Naval Command in Vishakhapatnam this afternoon. Speaking on the occasion, the Defence Minister said that it showcases the success of the Make in India and Atmanirbhar Bharat initiatives taken by the Government of India. It is the first time that two major surface combatants from two of the prestigious shipyards of India are commissioned at the same time, emphasizing India's accelerating naval modernization and its ability to deliver sophisticated warships from multiple shipyards. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan has said that India's own Iron Dome, Sudarshan Chakra, will protect strategic, civilian and nationally important sites, acting both as a shield and a sword. While addressing the Run Sambad 2025, a two-day tri-service dialogue on warfare and war fighting at the Army War College in Madhya Pradesh, today, General Chauhan said the system will entail the development of robust infrastructure and processes for the detection, acquisition and neutralization of the enemy's air vectors, including the use of soft skills and hard skills. Nang Ekthani Monglang from Government Secondary School Pachin, Nahalaguna has been selected for the prestigious National Teachers Award 2025 by the Ministry of Education, Government of India. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Pema Khandu has lauded Nang Ekthani on the achievement. In a social media post, Khandu said that Arunachal Pradesh takes immense pride in your achievement and contribution to the cause of education. President Draupadi Murmu will present the National Teachers Award 2025 on September 5. Minister for Urban Affairs Balu Raja today attended a video conference on Swachh Bharat Mission Urban 2.0. The meeting was presided by Indian Minister of Housing and Urban Affairs Manohar Lal. Sharing the news through a social media post, Mr. Balu said that the state government remains committed to building a clean, green and sustainable urban spaces for a better tomorrow. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.